page 119. 3. Listening and speaking. Gift giving around the world. C. Listen to the rest of the interview. Write one more piece of advice for each country.
So, choosing the right gift is important, but aren't there rules about how you should offer someone a gift?
Yes. This is important, and it varies from country to country. Japan is one of several countries where it's polite to use both hands to give a gift.
I see.
But in other countries, for example, many Middle Eastern countries, you should use your right hand.
I see. And in many countries, the person getting the gift will often refuse the gift, right?
Yes, that's right. In Russia, for example, when you give a gift, the person will often refuse it. So, when you give a gift, it's a good idea to say it's something small.
And aren't there issues about opening gifts, too? Like opening gifts in front of someone?
Absolutely. There are many countries, like Chile, where you can open a gift immediately. It's expected. But in other countries, people prefer to open gifts in private. Also, how you open a gift is important. In Korea, you should always open gifts carefully because it's impolite to tear the wrapping paper.
People often refuse a gift the first time, too, right?
That's true. So if someone says no the first time, offer at least twice before you give up. Actually, there's one thing I said earlier that I'd like to correct. I said you should avoid flowers as a gift. But if you choose the right color, they can make good gifts. In Mexico, you can bring white flowers to someone's home. They're good luck. Oh, but avoid yellow or red.
Teresa, we're out of time, but thank you. You can visit Teresa's website at www.teresa.com.